The Lord be with you.
And with your spirit.
A reading from the Holy Gospel according to Matthew.
Glory to you, Lord.
This is how the birth of Jesus Christ came about, when his mother Mary was betrothed to Joseph. But before they lived together, she was found with child through the Holy Spirit. Joseph, her husband, since he was a righteous man, yet unwilling to expose her to shame, decided to divorce her quietly. Such was his intention, when behold, an angel of the Lord appeared to him in a dream and said, "Joseph, son of David, do not be afraid to take Mary, your wife, into your home. For it is through the Holy Spirit that this child was conceived in her. She will bear a son, and you will name him Jesus, because he will save his people from their sins." All this took place to fulfill what the Lord had said through the prophet, "Behold, a virgin shall conceive and bear a son, and they shall name him Emmanuel," which means God is with us. When Joseph awoke, he did as the angel of the Lord had commanded him and took his wife into his home. The Gospel of the Lord.
Among other things, Advent is also about newness. God acts, and he does something absolutely new. Both the first reading and the gospel today refer to this newness, and they refer to it by reference to something that's a core teaching of our Catholic faith, which is the virgin birth of Christ. In the book of Isaiah, King Ahaz is in dire straits. Enemies are besieging him, and God wants to help him out. He says, "Ask for a sign, any sign." But Ahaz doesn't really trust God, so he says, "I will not ask. I will not tempt the Lord," which is rather strange since God explicitly told him to ask. But Ahaz doesn't want to rely on God, and so God takes matters into his own hands. He inspires Isaiah to say, "The Lord himself will give you this sign. The virgin shall conceive and bear a son, and shall name him Emmanuel," which means God with us. And so, why is this important? It's important because for a virgin to conceive means that God has done something outside the normal course of nature. It means that he will do something new. St. Augustine wrote that God makes himself a debtor to us, not because he receives anything, but because he promises us so much. And in the gospel, he fulfills the promise made to Ahaz 600 years earlier. The angel tells Joseph that it was through the Holy Spirit that Mary conceived. He says, "She will bear a son, and you are to name him Jesus because he will save his people from their sins." Jesus was born of a virgin, and that means that God has done something new. God has acted to save us. This child is truly God and truly one of us, truly human. He would die to save us from our sins and restore us to friendship with God, and he would give us hope, peace, and joy. And so God has done something absolutely new. If you've ever been to confession with me, you'll be familiar with the following example. St. Therese of Lisieux described a cantankerous elderly nun in her convent by saying, "She had the faculty of displeasing me in almost everything. In her ways, her words, her character, everything seems very disagreeable to me." And the other nuns all felt the same way about this particular sister. However, St. Therese decided to do something new. She decided to love this nun as much as she loved the person she liked the most. She prayed for her often. She also tried to serve her in every possible way. When tempted to snap at her, she tried to give her most agreeable smile and to change the subject. Saint Therese's efforts to make this sister feel loved paid off. And one day she asked Therese, "What attracts you so much towards me? Every time you look at me, I see you smile." Saint Therese concluded that what attracted her was Jesus, hidden in the depths of that nun's soul. Jesus, who makes sweet what is most bitter. Saint Therese cooperated with the Lord in doing something new. And she changed the convent, and even, dare I say, the world, in some form or fashion. How can we cooperate with God in bringing the newness of his saving love to our homes and to our workplaces? Let's follow St. Therese's lead. Who is that person who irritates you the most? The Lord is asking you to love that person. Not to like, but to love. Our spontaneous feelings are often beyond our control, but love is a choice to will the good of the other person. And that good that we're willing is their sanctification and their salvation. Without that crucial element, love is superficial and fake. We can pray for that person. We can try to smile at that person. We can listen. But we also must love. The Lord's grace given to us in this Mass, in our reception of his very body, blood, soul, and divinity, in the Blessed Sacrament, will enable us to do just that. But are we going to cooperate with that grace? That's always the question. So as we approach the nativity of the Lord in a week, a little over a week, let us renew within us our commitment to love God first above all things, because only then can we truly love ourselves and by extension, love our neighbor.